Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
Okay, well, I'm trying to figure out, I just got a charge landed on my account from Shop the Latest Style. Is that you guys?
We service hundreds of different agencies, online sales and ads. So it most likely is, but in order to confirm that, I'll need to see what we had billed you for. Can I please get your zip code?
Yeah, 97221. And I can give you, well, the purchase landed on my account on July 14th, which would have been Thursday, is when it landed. I don't know that, you know, that was when it was generated or what, because I do not recall making this purchase, and it doesn't tell me what it is.
Yes, sir, I do understand.
Yeah.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
David Brandes, Brandes.
Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, it's 5823 Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, number 15, Portland, Oregon.
Thank you for that, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that on June 7th of this year, yes,
yes,
June 7th of this year, you had placed an order for a smartwatch that was shipped to you that would have enrolled you into our gadget campaign. Are you aware of what that is?
Well, all I am aware of was that it said that it would send me the watch free with shipping. So as far as I know, I paid $7.95 for that watch.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go over what the gadget campaign is, so you're aware of what you were billed for. So with the gadget campaign, you pay shipping and handling for an item. That item is a gift to get you to enroll with the gadget campaign. As stated in the terms of agreement, you have 48 hours to cancel or else you will be billed for the gadget campaign. I think the gadget campaign personally is a great product. It's not really a product, it's a site. And what it does is monthly you get a chance to win items. It is a chance, so people do win those items, but it's not guaranteed. And you receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. And that's what the gadget campaign is, and that's what you were billed for the total of $67.32.
Well, you know, I've been finding, lately that I've even had charges that, you know, like for a Ultra Block app, you know, that signed me up for a $10 a week charge for an app on my phone, $40 a month. And they'd been doing it since, March, and we stopped them, went through Apple. I questioned it, looked it up, didn't know that they had done that. And they refunded $74 that they had taken out of my account when I didn't even give them my account number. I don't even know how they got it. Well, in the same thing here, you know, as far as I can tell, I maybe didn't read enough or it was hidden. I couldn't find it. It wasn't clear to me that I was signing up for this. I'm not a person who, you know, goes for a lot of, you know, deals and club, you know, things and offerings. I rarely order things online, you know, stuff that I need. So I really did not want that to happen. And so I'm going to have to run it through my bank and dispute it and just say, you know, and have it reversed. Unless you guys can do that, I'm going to have my bank take care of it because I don't want to be trapped into spending all this extra money when really what this means to me is because I really don't want anything else. I just wanted that watch. So that watch basically cost me $67 plus $7.95. So I paid $75 for the watch when it was supposed to be free. In my mind, that's how I look at it.
No, that's very true, and I understand what you're talking about. I would agree with you that makes sense what you're talking about, and I'd be happy to assist you.
Can you reverse it, or do I have to go through the bank to get that done?
No, we would hate for you to have to take legal action. That's a long process, and 9 times out of 10, the bank isn't really able to do much because this is a valid charge, but we hate for you to have to take legal action. So as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund. But first, let me go ahead and work on getting you canceled. Then we'll work on getting you a refund. I need to cancel
you
this.
Know what? Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt so much, but here I just want to say that, you know, my bank is pretty good about, you know, I mean, if I call them and tell them that, you know, I got hit with a charge I did not, you know, I did not want, they refund the money immediately to my account, and then they send me a letter that I have to fill out and explain the situation, and then, you know, it's contested. So, you know, they would give me 100% refund on this, whereas you guys would give me 35%. I'm gonna go for the kahuna because I want to get all my money back. So
I can get you a full refund, sir.
Huh?
I can get you a full refund, sir. I just got to cancel this first, so you're no longer going to be billed because this is a monthly billing.
Is it $67 a month?
Yeah, and so I can cancel this.
Man, I have to spend thousands of dollars, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars to overcome that monthly service charge. Wow, what a deal. Okay, well, that would be great. Yes, let's stop it, and then I'm gonna do whatever I can to retrieve my lost $67, because I certainly would never ever sign up for something like that, and I'm doing it from my phone, and I don't know if I would have to dig and search for this information, but it was not clear to me. It was not made clear, which I think these sorts of things should be made abundantly clear. This is what you're doing. This is what you're signing up for. This is what you're getting. And I didn't see any of that. It doesn't mean that it wasn't there somewhere, because I'm sure it's there somewhere, obviously, because you guys have to, you know, have to go by rules and, you know, and procedures, and wouldn't, you know, do that. You sound like an upstanding, you know, company that way. You're not like some fly-by-night place that you can't get a hold of and doesn't, you know, answer the phone or whatever else all these rip-off artists do, you know. But yeah, let's cancel the account, and then I'll see what, you know, I mean, if you can't probably return my initial money, you could do 35% of it sounds like that's the most you can do.
No, I can assist you with more. I'm just going to work on getting you canceled first, notating your account, making sure that everything's done properly, dotting my I's and crossing my T's.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thanks. You're a really good guy. Thank you for, you know, I see you're being very honest about stuff, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Like, most of the time, it's elderly people who don't read the terms and conditions, and they get trapped into this stuff, and you know, I do what I can to assist.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, it really points out the importance of really looking deeply into anything. If it seems too good to be true, find out what it is find out what the catch is, you know. And I just didn't, I'm kind of naive, and I'm kind of like, you know, in a hurry a lot of times. And I just, I'm in a habit of avoiding reading lawyerese, you know.
I understand that completely.
The small print that you better read, you know, sort of stuff, but. And I could return the watch if that's necessary. You know, I don't mean to take advantage of, you know, an offer like that if I haven't earned the right to purchase it at that free, you know, no charge, then maybe you guys would need to have it, would want to have it back. I don't know.
So it's actually came a long way. I believe it's shipped from out of country, and so you can hold on to the product. We don't do returns, and I'm working on getting you canceled right now and notating your account. Just about
okay.
Done.
You know, I looked up that very product online, searching for it. It's a copy of the iWatch. You know, basically, and it listed it was a $22 value, so it's a relatively inexpensive. You know, it's probably lands far short of what the Apple you know, iWatch can do, but that's okay. Takes your blood pressure and does a lot of interesting stuff, but I just don't need it, actually.
Okay, so I do have you canceled. At the end of this, I will give you a confirmation code for your cancellation. Now, I'm just following my protocol. I understand that you're willing to contact your bank. We'd hate for you to have to do that, and I'm willing to assist you. I'm just following my protocol. I can issue a 35% refund. That was denied. I can issue a 50% refund.
Confirmation. Well, so
You can say yes, you can say no, it's completely up to you,
yeah,
and we can just continue.
now that
No, 75%. Again, it's completely up to you, and we just work our way up.
well, yeah, no, 50's not enough,
So I've offered
75.
75, and I heard a no, so we're going to go up to a
Yeah.
full refund, and that's what I'll do.
Wow. Okay. Oh, let's see. Fine. How long does it typically take when you guys refund for it to show on an account?
3 to 5 business days, but I've heard that it's quicker than that sometimes. So it all depends, but we say 3 to 5 business days. It should be there within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, refund. Okay. Well, I sure appreciate that. I just need to get committed to looking at terms and conditions. I think if I were to do that, then I would be able to avoid pretty much all of this problem stuff. Don't you think?
Oh yeah, no doubt. And I think I've made the same mistake once or twice in my life, but we learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, you learned quick, so especially since you're kind of in the biz of doing this sort of thing, so knowing what it's all about.
All right, so your refund was submitted successfully and you are canceled. I do have that confirmation code confirming your cancellation. Would you be interested in that?
Yeah, let's see. Let me get the cancellation. Let's see. Oh, here, let me write it over here. Campaign confirmation. And this is a cancellation code, as you call it.
Yeah,
Cancellation.
it's confirming that you're canceled. So if you have an issue, you can give us that code, and that code confirms that you're canceled. So if you ever see a billing from us and you're unaware why, give us a call and give
Yeah.
that agent that number, and they should be able to find the account really quick.
Sure. Okay, I'll go ahead and take that number.
It's going to be C as in cat, 260989. 06.
I'll read that back to you. C260989206.
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, you have a good weekend. I appreciate your help very much, and it's nice to, you guys are so, on board and honest and stuff with what you're doing. So, again, have a good one, and thank you for your help.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Happy to help, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Fucking did it, man. Motherfuckers. Just want to take your stuff. They just want to get in your fucking wallet. Holy shit.
You're still on the line, sir.
Oh, I thought I hung up, and I'm not talking about you. I'm just talking about this whole thing of, you guys are okay. It's just that I got ripped off 2 other times by some other stuff that was kind of, so I just have this kind of a problem. But anyway, I'm sorry that you had to hear that. I didn't mean you. I appreciate
No,
you
it's all
guys.
right, sir. I understand. The situation can be frustrating. You have a good day.
Okay. All right. I'll hang up. So we want to deal with that. Okay. Bye.